for competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name. Johnny B. How much there is to see? Just open your
eyes and listen to me. Bunch of slap-jawed f***s around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without his glasses.
I'll give you some Johnny.
Alright guys, let's miss the blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Now it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Fun today. Welcome back to Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. The aftermath of the big chicken bone challenge. That was fun, dude. I enjoyed that.
I'm on my 19th, Johnny.
Are you?
Barbecue, but yeah.
Yeah. I was so funny.
You had me fooled.
That was double fisting the barbecue wings. Yes, wings.
And,
yes, and they thought I was eating the incendiary ones. I can't believe that guy ate 13 of them, dude. That is so boss. The record was 6. They are so hot. 1 and I'm done, dude. I'd be so done after. Roland Mizell, how many of those did you eat?
I ate 1.
And how was it?
It was delicious, but the heat hits you right away, and my mouth is still on fire.
It should be.
Like I said, don't let it hit your lip, and I let it hit mine.
It feels so good when it hits your lips. Anna, how many did you have?
0.
Yes, meat. experts are now suggesting something brand new for that ass when it comes to productivity in the workplace.
For that ass?
Yes. Well, no, it's not really for that ass. I just like to say, whenever I say something brand new, it's for that ass. It was an old rap lyric.
Rap.
Got something brand new for that ass.
Rap.
Anyway, bathroom breaks, lunch breaks, cigarette smoke breaks, these are all common in the workplace. Culturally accepted, if you will. But now there's a company and a doctor suggesting that people should masturbate during their work shift.
Woo! All right.
I vote yes.
Okay. Isaiah, I saw you got very excited. How many times today so far?
This is my 7th.
That's great.
This is as in right now?
Right now.
Should 7th. I not turn around right now?
7th. Sorry, Anna.
Yeah. 7th.
Yeah. What's that on the ceiling above you, Isaiah?
7th.
Ceiling?
Wow. I think he thought I was talking about chicken wings. According to a report published by the Edmonton Sun in Canada, obviously, experts claim that taking several minute breaks to do a de-stress, relieve tension little session could boost productivity and focus in the workplace and, in turn, boost the overall performance of the companies. Gross.
Poor janitors. They need to get paid more.
Yes, they do. They need their own breaks. Dr. Cliff Arnell, a psychologist and life coach, agreed with the assessment. He said, I would expect a masturbation policy to result in more focus and less aggravation, higher productivity, and more smiling. Yeah, because when you're smiling, the whole world masturbates with you. Certainly, taking a masturbation break for boredom or an escape would increase work focus.
What if you take it with a friend? Like, hey, Bobby.
That's sex.
You want to go take our break?
Yeah, thanks, Isaiah.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
The first time he's been dumped.
Yeah. Probably not the last.
I cannot believe
he said that. He barged onto the mic to say something I had to dump.
And once again, you left his mic on.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's becoming a normal thing for you.
We should dump everything he says. Not even the bad stuff.
Just in case, right?
Just because it's him saying it. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. A poll found that 40% of workers in New York City are already taking masturbation breaks in the office. Yeah, unmandated, of course. They spent the last 9 years working in Manhattan before moving back. This guy saying he spent the last 9 years working in Manhattan before moving back to his ancestral home in Florida. I don't know why you have to say that about Florida. And he said that 4 in 10 guys, colleagues, all admitted to take a masturbation break in the job.
They didn't even need signs to support what they were doing.
Yeah.
They've been doing it since the 90s, I'm sure.
I'm sure. It's like, bro, masturbation at
work. Hey, check out this article that supports what we've been doing since 94.
Yeah, like, who doesn't do that?
Right.
Now, every time I see two girls that have to go to the bathroom together, I'm going to assume it's they're taking
you
care
should.
Of.
You should. That's what I do.
Is that what y'all do?
Well, I don't have any friends, so no. But I would
yeah?
if I did.
All right, I'll see what you did. Is there like plug-in outlets next to the girls' toilets? If you know what I'm saying.
Oh boy.
I don't think so.
There should be though, right?
There's some by the sink.
Vibrating toilet seats.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the way you think.
I like
about
the way
things.
I think also. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. If you've ever taken a masturbatory break at your job, we would love to hear about it because people obviously do it. Be dead honest. Anybody in this room ever done it? Not here, obviously. You don't want to get fired.
Right.
Anybody at work, at a workplace ever, you know, bing, bong, wada, bang, bang.
I've never done it at work. I feel like it's not a sexy place.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not happy to be there. Usually not here. I like here. But I'm usually not happy to be there, and I'm not in a randy mood.
I got to tell you, not here.
Thank you for pressing that.
No, I really. No, I'm being dead honest.
I sit in that chair too.
Where's your other hand?
caught me. I don't lie to the listeners. I really pride myself on being dead honest most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless it's for a comedic reason.
60% of the time? Every
yes.
time.
Yes. Never here. I've never really had the desire, but.
Thank you.
I have done it before at a workplace years and years and years ago. I remember it.
You don't have to name the place, but what type of facility was it? Like like an ice cream parlor?
I will say this. It wasn't even in Florida.
Okay.
It was one of my out-of-state jobs.
So
when I
was it like at a restaurant?
It was at a casino.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can be a sexy place.
No.
But also a not sexy place.
Well, here was the deal. There was a, and I'll be dead honest again, there was a girl that I worked with who was very, very flirty and liked to sit on people's laps and things like that. And
move around and stuff.
Yeah. You know. And then,
I can't entirely blame you there.
There was a thing, you know, where she got every part of me ready. And then she was like, all right, well, I'm going to go back to my blackjack table now. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to stand here like this. Break time. Yeah.
How many minutes were you gone? Or seconds?
Like 45 seconds.
Okay.
Tops.
That's what I
thought. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. And they fired me. Ooh, people are so touchy.
that's what got you fired.
Well, because
did you tell everybody about it?
No. I used to get the bathroom mixed up that same door with the manager's office.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones right now. Nate, what's happening, pal? Without me having to dump you, please tell me. About your workplace break time.
So I used to work in a hospital, and season there, you know, you're around depression, and there's hot nurses everywhere. So it's a little sexually confusing at times. And
confusing?
You get so stressed out after lunch that you just gotta take 5-10 minutes to rub one out.
Okay, yeah, I get that, dude. Something about a girl in scrubs is super hot to me, too.
I know, man.
I know.
I don't even know how it works, because scrubs are not really like...
They're not supposed to be.
Or, you know, made to be out to be sexy or anything, but they are.
My girlfriend's a nurse, and I was at the uniform shop, and she was trying on outfits, and I was like, I'm going to go into that dressing room with you and take care of business, because she was looking blazing hot in her little scrub. So got to the point where I was like her stylist. I go, try on the one with the gray and the black. I like that one a lot. Yeah, I like the way it,
right?
I like the way it hugs.
That's pretty cool. With the outline of black and the major green.
All right, Nate, it's getting weird.
A particular girl there, I won't name her, but I used to make that joke with her all the time.
You did.
On a bathroom break? Can I come with you?
Yeah, what a pervert. Nate, where are you from originally?
I'm from Oklahoma.
Not an Oklahoma accent at all. Take care, pal.
Later, buddy.
All right, buddy. It's like London, Oklahoma. Where the hell is he from? That was weird.
He was confused at work, though.
That's
so.
What happens when you masturbate a lot at work.
Yeah, he liked the girl nurses, the male nurses.
Mm.
He liked them all, apparently.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever,
Five
dude.
Or 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
It's the 90s, Roland Mizell. You can love whoever you want.
Oh, it's the 90s?
Mm-hmm. I got an update, my catchphrases. Let's take a break. When we come back, load up the phone lines. We are giving away some tickets. We are playing our favorite audio game that proves that you are probably a racist piece of crap. It's Black or White when we come back, and I have tickets to give away to the Tampa Improv this Wednesday night, where you can see one of my favorite comedians ever, Catherine Maloney, and, of course, myself and James Bailey, all filthy, foul, filthy, filthy people doing stand-up comedy for you. 8 o'clock at the Tampa Improv in Ybor City. So fill up the phone lines, and let's play some Black or White when we come back. Stick around. Less than an hour to go for this Saturday. I'm sad. I'm so sad. It's a Johnny B Show.
And now back to the most caffeinated show on the radio. Caffeinated means it has baby cows, right? I love baby cows. Little baby moos. They're adorable. It's the Johnny B Show.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show. Yeah. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. So many wings, Ryan Adams.
So many wings.
They left some of the really hot ones out there in the break room for everybody.
Yeah. With no notice.
Yeah. So I immediately had Isaiah go out there and put a sign on them.
Yeah.
Hey, you can die if you eat these. I mean,
Anna, did you see what Chef left here?
Do I have to do everything?
Did you see what he left here?
I did.
It's the only thing Anna partook in today.
I know.
Oh, tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah. Drunken drunk girl party on the weekend.
Woo!
Very nice.
Gonna expose my ribs. Bye!
We have the phone lines lighting up, getting ready to play a little game, give away some tickets this Wednesday night. I'm excited about this one, too. I love doing stand-up, not only with one of my besties, my comedy sister, Catherine Maloney, who is basically a very pretty female version of myself on stage.
I would agree with that.
Uh-huh. You could also say that about me, about other really ugly guys. But it's a Tampa Improv. It's my home club.
Yep.
I love performing at the Tampa Improv. It's gorgeous. Beautiful. Anna, you saw me at the Tampa Improv.
I did.
Was I good?
I thought you were fantastic.
Thank you! Maybe we'll do karaoke afterwards like before.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at Lanzalo's on the 27th watching
you. It's actually pronounced Lanzalo's.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Every time they introduce you and you go on stage, I go crazy.
You do. Fangirling out.
Yeah.
I will be at Lanzalo's in Trinity, Florida, Friday the 27th. Is Ryan Adams' birthday.
Yes, sir.
And
how old are you going to be?
34 years old.
I will be 34.
Ooh.
I know everything about you guys.
Yeah, you do.
Everything.
You're like our own Alexa.
I am. Anna will be 30. I know, right?
No.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen.
I know everything about my producers. Isaiah is somewhere between 30 and 60. Nobody knows.
I know how old he is. You're 28, and your birthday is October 22nd.
It's disgusting. Wow. That is disgusting. When is my birthday, and how old am I?
You are going to be 45. Your birthday is March 28th?
Mm. You were one day. Oh, my God. She got it.
Yeah. When is yours again, Brian? I know we just said it. But
That'd be the 27th this month.
Yeah,
this
okay. Month. What month are we in?
Yes. All right. So sad. My girlfriend's birthday is 2 weeks after his. So.
Ooh, February
9th-ish.
All right.
All right.
Confirmed.
Yes. I buy her Valentine's and her birthday on the same day.
Trash ass.
Yep. 727-579-1025-800. My birthday present is in a heart paper. Shut up and take it. 727-579-1025-800. 771-1025. It's lucky it's not in Christmas paper. You know what I mean? What?
I imagine your D in a box.
What?
Why is it in heart paper?
Yeah.
My D in a box.
Yeah.
It's my D in a box.
Let's play some. This show is so off.
From
rails.
That to this.
Let's do a little gamey game for the folky folks. And it goes a little something like this.
It's time for everybody's favorite wacky audio game
that pretty much proves you're a racist piece of shit.
Let's play Black
or White.
One line open if you want to hop on it and join in on a little Black or White for that ass. I'm excited. This game's always fun, because everybody's racist.
I just like the intro.
I'm going to leave that one alone. That's low-hanging fruit. Not going to hop on you on that one.
So above that.
I am above it, dude.
You are.
Yeah.
No low-hanging fruit at the Improv or Lonzalo's.
No, it won't happen.
Nope.
Friend. I owe Lonzalo's a sober show. Not completely sober. I'll have a couple of beer skis. But last year I did a show on my birthday there.
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember.
Nope.
Don't remember anything.
But Leah and I remember, and Catherine Maloney remembers peeling you off, almost literally peeling you off the stage.
Whatever. Are they not entertained?
They were entertained.
Were they entertained?
So were their half-eaten bread rolls, and so was their pizza crust. And so
that's dude.
You were eating audience members' food
as he walks off
allegedly.
The stage.
Allegedly. Allegedly, drunk me was walking through the room eating food
scraps.
Off of people's plates.
I like it.
That's when I'm there. That's when you know
Bold.
I'm there.
Have you named your drunk self as Ian Beckles has named his drunk self?
I need to do that. I like that. Ian Beckles has a alter ego. Two of them, actually.
Yeah.
When he gets a good buzz, it's Nathan. But if he gets blitz out of his mind, it's Cornelius.
You've seen Cornelius.
I've known I knew a real black dude named Cornelius growing up, and it's exactly what you think.
You should be Thaddeus.
Thaddeus?
Thaddeus, or something
Thaddeus.
Really. Thaddeus?
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
Since I eat food off of people's plates.
All right, that works.
The fattiest. All right, let's play this game for the folks out there. They deserve it. Let's take to the phones, shall we? John, what's happening? You're on the Johnny B Show. What's happening?
No, not much, Johnny.
You know how to play the game?
I do not know how to play this game.
All right. After you get done killing the robot in the background, I'll play an audio clip. You tell me if that whoever you hear in the audio clip is either black or white. There will be no curveballs, no Hispanics or Asian people. They're going to be black.
Thank God.
Not that there would be anything wrong with that.
No, I like them.
Exactly.
I like them. But we have to keep this down to either black or white because of the song we chose for the intro. You have to tell me if the person is black or white. And if you get 2 out of 3 right, you will get tickets to the Tampa Improv this Wednesday night. Very simple. All right, you got it? You get the gist?
Got it.
All right. Here we go. I will play clip number 1. You have to tell me if this person is black or if this person is white.
And I like you under my skin.
Hell yeah. Woo! Golden pipes. Black or white, John?
White.
You say this person is white. Hold on. I got to hear that again. That was sexy.
And I like you. Under my skin.
No, that's a black guy, John. That is actually a black guy. I apologize. You get 2 in a row. You just need 2 in a row. That's all you need. Clip number 2, black or white.
Well, they have people talking. Yeah, they're talking. I said a 1, 2, 3.
I'll say white again.
He's going to say white again about this guy.
Talking. Yeah, they're talking. I said 1, 2, 3.
I said 1, 2, 3. No. Sorry, pal. At least now you know how the game is played. It's a lot harder than you think because a lot of times we find people that aren't white that sound like this.
Well, they have people talking.
All right, John, you might be a little racist. Have a great day, pal. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. John, call back. I'll give you tickets. I'm sorry. That was rude. I apologize. Call back and you got tickets. I feel like such a jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Steve, what's happening? You're on the Johnny B Show. You ready to play the game?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's give this a shot.
All right. You know how the game's played by now, right?
Yeah, I just learned last caller.
Okay, sweet. So you want to hear this right here. Not this right here. All right, here we go. I'll play a clip. You tell me if this person is black or if they are white.
You can tell me nothing. You can tell me nothing. You ain't getting money, then you ain't got nothing for me.
I like that.
Sassy. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Black or white there, Steven?
I'm going to say white.
He's going to say white.
You can tell me nothing. You can tell me nothing. You ain't getting money, then you ain't got nothing for me.
Correct! All you gotta do is get...
No.
White is right!
Oh, no. Jesus Christ! No!
White is right!
It's not!
Once.
No, in that scenario,
sorry,
it was right. It was the right
it's
answer.
The correct answer.
No, but white is
the
right.
Correct answer.
That's what you meant. You meant...
Yeah.
No, I meant white
is
right.
The correct answer.
Okay, one more, Steve. One more. Oh, Jesus. One more, and you got tickets. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, pal. Here we go. Black or white?
We were sad of getting old and we were restless.
Oh man, little Adele, I like that, man. One more time since I was singing over it.
We were sad of getting old, it makes me restless.
Damn, she was sexy. Black or white there, Steve?
Black.
No, that was probably a morbidly obese white girl.
We were sad, I'm getting old.
Do you know why you got it wrong?
Stop no. it.
Because white is right.
Correct answer. Correct. All right, you're on the rubber match here. All you got to do is get this one right, and you're in there, Steve. I'm rooting for you more than you'll ever know because I like to have a full crowd at the improv. Here we go. Clip number three.
Barack Obama, well-spoken. Will Smith, well-spoken.
By the way, Isaiah pulls these clips. 100% Isaiah pulls these clips.
What the hell?
Yes, yes, yes. HR.
Oh, boy.
Done for me, HR. Isaiah's finally fired. There. He finally set him up, Johnny. He is gone. He's gone. One more time. Hold on.
Barack Obama, well-spoken. Will Smith, well-spoken.
Is that a black person or a white person, Steve?
That's a black person.
Nailed it! You are a winner. Congratulations. Thank God you said that, yes. Steve. Yes. Thank you, Steve. No Thank doubt. You so much. Oh, God, Lord Jesus. I'm going to put you on hold, and the smartest guy in the room will take your information, and I will see you Wednesday at the Improv. All right, pal?
All right, sounds good.
Does sound good. Let's go to another caller right now. Oh, man. Taylor, what's happening? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Taylor. I love the zest in your voice. You sound like you're really happy today. What's going on?
Just driving home right now.
Cool.
Your life rocks.
Where is home, Taylor? Is it hell? Well, now, where do you live?
I live in Brandon.
I live in Brandon. Let's hang out and have coffee.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, it got weird. All right, I'll play a clip. You tell me if this person is black or white. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Yep, guess so. Heading to Brandon. B-Town. Coffee with the fat guy.
But what I did see was a DQ Dairy Queen, man. I love me some Dairy Queen, man.
Yes. Who don't love some Dairy Queen? Who doesn't? You know what I mean?
This is one of my favorite clips ever.
I like that a lot. Hold on, Taylor. You deserve that one more time, and so does everybody else listening.
But what I did see was a DQ Dairy Queen, man. I love me some Dairy Queen, man.
Oh, it's so good. Those blizzards, they flip them upside down.
Yeah,
so good. Black or white, Taylor?
I'm going to go with black.
So did one of my ex-girlfriends. Damn, that's a white guy. That's a white guy.
But what I did see was a DQ Dairy Queen, man. I love me some Dairy Queen, man.
Who don't?
Yeah.
Who
that's
don't?
Insane.
You know Dairy Queen's good when it changes your ethnicity.
Yes.
Okay, clip number two. You get two in a row right, Taylor, and we are hanging out at the Improv. Here we go.
That's so stupid. So stupid. Quit it.
That was Isaiah.
That's actually a girl that was in Isaiah's car.
There you go.
Black or white?
Black.
That's so stupid. So stupid. Quit it.
Oh my God, he's right.
That is a black guy. Yes, that is a black guy. Okay, final clip here, and if you get this right, you win, man. Here we go. You have my. Yeah. Black or white?
White.
He's not a son of you.
White? You got it, pal. You got it. You're a winner. You won two in a row. Grand champion. I will see you at the Tampa Improv. I'll put you on hold and enjoy the show this Wednesday. All right, buddy?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Does sound good. We're out of clips. I think that's all the clips I got.
That's it.
Isaiah, is that it for our clips?
Yep, that's it.
You know what? Everybody that's on hold, give them tickets. Everybody gets tickets.
I hope you heard that.
Because I am a good guy.
He gave me the thumbs
I'm
up.
I'm a good guy. Adam.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That,
man.
Yeah.
You ready to take a break?
Let's take one.
Anna, you're all Anna-y and everything.
Yes.
You've been Googling this week?
I have.
These people, as soon as these phones clear and all these people get tickets, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to just go give everybody tickets.
Okay.
But we will let people call in, pick a horse in this race that we call Google Girl, where we will try to guess the real Google search from all the fake Google searches that you have been doing in your phone when we come back and play everybody's new wacky favorite game show, the Google Girl, when we come back. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. One more segment of the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. It's real. It's raw. It's radio.
And now back to the fat white guy that sings like a black lady. Seriously,
It's crazy. It's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Welcome back. It's the Johnny B Show. We got at least, I don't know, 15 minutes left or so with you, and we'll turn you back over to the next crew coming in for 2 hours. That is the Crowded Takeover. In the meantime, we have to do a little Google Girl. Are you ready, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. You've been Googling all week, as
always.
All week. It's a sickness, right?
It is.
Yeah. Like, you Google a lot.
It's not in the DSM, but it should be.
I Google a lot.
Yes.
But you Google way more than I do. Yes. I love Google. Google is my boo, if you will. Like, she tells me everything I need to know.
Right.
Especially since I'm scared of Alexa.
Mm.
So I think number one, I think Alexa wants to kill Siri.
Yes.
I heard them arguing one day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think Alexa also hates Google.
And your girlfriend.
And definitely hates my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know how she feels about my son yet, but Okay. Things are getting bad. I'm really, really scared.
Okay.
Thanks again to Eric Youngs and the Voodoo Crew and for coming in earlier with that chicken bone challenge. That was a lot of fun watching people just their mucous
cry.
Membranes just
yeah.
explode.
I love watching people cry.
I love it so much, too. it turns me into a girl. Okay, let's hit this thing right here so that we can do the stuff and the things and the boop.
It's time to find out what Anna has Googled this week, because it's a benchmark, and people love benchmarks. And it's called Google Girl on the Johnny B Show. Now here's some music with the word girl in it, because she's a girl.
Girls do want to have fun.
Phone lines are open. If you'd like to pick myself, Isaiah, Roland Mizell, or Ryan Adams to be your horse in this race, see who wins Google Girl today. You'll get tickets and come see me Wednesday night at Tampa Improv. Myself, Catherine Maloney, and James Bailey for Down and Dirty at the Tampa Improv. It's not for the kids. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. In the meantime, before we get, we can't start until we get the phones all lit up. I had something I want to talk to you about, Anna.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I think I've been talking to a couple people.
Oh, my God. Am I getting fired on air?
That's how I do things.
Okay. Is this how it happens?
I'm actually replacing you with Alexa. I'm kidding.
Okay.
No. Somebody the other day approached me again about you doing stand-up comedy. Have you thought about actually getting up on stage and trying it?
I've actually done 2 amateur nights.
Right, but I mean, that was before you knew me, and somehow you can, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, where you absorb some of my talent through osmosis.
Osmosis, yes.
Yeah.
I have not thought about it.
Okay.
Do you think I should try it? Is that
I would
what
like to see
me?
It. Because, look, for this show, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
If you crush it, great.
Yeah.
If you bomb, better. You know what I mean?
Content.
So good. I remember Spanish. I hired Spanish probably 3 years ago to MC or host a comedy night I did.
Okay.
And I ended up not even making that much money. I think I made $30 at the end of the night.
Okay.
After I paid Spanish his appearance fee.
Okay.
And he told one joke and he messed it up. And
oh,
it
no.
ended up being legendary and way funnier.
Oh.
Had he nailed the joke.
Okay.
And the joke was, this is my impression of Robert De Niro if he was a cow.
Okay.
And you're in the punchline is, are you talking to Moo?
Okay.
Yeah. But he got up and he said, this is my impression of Robert De Niro if he was a cow. And then he said, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
And no one got it?
Yeah, because he didn't say moo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he only had one joke.
Yeah.
One joke to tell.
It was great, though.
Okay.
People loved it.
Yeah.
Yep. Worth every penny.
I'll think about it.
Let's go to the phone lines and we'll do. I'll think about it.
Worth every penny, huh?
Just one joke. Yes, absolutely. Anytime I can hang out with that guy. George, what's happening? You're on the Johnny B Show. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, man. We love you.
Thanks, buddy.
Who are you picking in this race?
You're my horse, Johnny.
Cool. I am your horse. Good luck, pal. All right. I got to tell you, I don't ever win. So, Jacob, what's happening?
What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, Jacob, who are you taking, man?
I'm taking Isaiah as my trusty steed.
There you go, pal. He is the one that looks mostly like a horse. Okay, hold on. And Kristen, what's up?
Hey, Johnny B, how's it going?
Hey, Kristen.
She sounds hot.
She does sound hot.
Yeah, way hotter than this voice right here.
What, your voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, all right then, I'll take it.
Kristen, what are you wearing?
My Beer Geek shirt and a pair of jeans. I just got off work.
Hell yeah! Where do you work at, Kristen?
I work at Mr. Dunderbox.
Oh, I love that place so much.
Hi. Oh. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
I remember when
I chose him. He's my winner.
Hell yeah. I remember when your joint was in University Mall years ago.
Yeah.
I would go there to go shopping for like shoes, and then a buddy of mine would be like, "Hey man, what's up, bro? Let's go over and have a beer." And then we start drinking like 12% beer, and before you know it, I'm calling a cab at 2 o'clock in the afternoon from the mall.
Okay. That's usually what happens.
Good luck, Kristen. Ryan is your faithful steed. Hold please. Ryan's like, "Hell yeah, I'm a steed, Kristen. Hell yeah." Vic, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's up?
You got Roland Mizell. You good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Most guys are. Hold on. Okay. Oh, look, we got another person. Let's do another. Cliff, what's up?
What's up?
Normally it's one person per person, but you know what? Let's get another Johnny B horse rider, if you will. You're a jockey. Hop on my back.
Okay.
All right, pal. You really want to disappoint two people this week, Johnny?
Why don't you shut your damn mouth, pal? All right, hold on, buddy. Honor, are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited right now. Let's get the background lauper going for you. And please give us cluster number one.
Number one, A.
What? What'd you call me?
Should Jeff Sessions be made to make out with a black chick to prove he's not racist? You guys think that's a good idea?
Who's Jeff Sessions?
He's one of the cabinet picks for Donald Trump. They're interrogating him because he's being accused of doing racist things in the past.
Oh, I got to really read more about politics.
Yeah, so okay. I say, why don't we just have him make out with a black chick?
I don't think that's how it works.
And if he doesn't, like, say no or cry, then I think he passes the test.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you could be racist and still make out with a black chick, especially if she's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe like a precious.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to really love black people to do that.
This reminds me, last week, did you hear the story last week? I think it was the Atlanta Hawks president, I want to say.
Yes, yes.
Definitely didn't hear the story.
He said in a press conference that he can't be racist he said he's used to dealing with players in the NBA because he's married.
He's mixed racial marriage.
He's married to a black chick with mixed kids, so he's used to angry people at his house.
Ooh, I don't think you can say that.
That didn't work out so well for him.
Probably not.
Dumb.
All right, B. Now, let me preface this by saying I ask Johnny every week if I can say certain things on the air before I say them.
Yes.
So I thought maybe I should just say this and see if I get dumped.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Well,
let me lean on this thing like Richard Dawson in his heyday.
Okay. Can I say shart?
Yes.
On the air.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, pass.
Done.
Pass.
I'll push the dump button away.
Okay.
Hold on. Don?
Yeah, I'm over here on Bone TV. That's fine. But I don't like it either way. Sucks. Why is there buzzing in your mic? I hate you.
C. How do I know I'm not Jesus?
That is true.
I mean, what if I mean, I don't have any holes in my hands, so maybe that's an indication. But
that's probably just for movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't. Maybe I'm Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Is there a way to tell? Maybe I look
pretty
that up.
Pretty straightforward question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on The Walking Dead, everybody's Negan. You know what I mean?
What did you say?
I am
nothing.
Vegan.
Okay.
Anyway.
And D, do two tea bags double the caffeine?
Why did I almost dump you? Why did I almost dump
I know.
You? Good God. Yeah, that is a great question.
Yeah. Does it double the two tea bags?
Ryan Adams.
I am going to, there's really no way to say this, so I'll go with the two tea bags.
Yeah, you will.
You always do.
Tea, in my tea.
Right. Yeah.
Just drop
double
them
the
in
caffeine.
There.
Double the gay. Rolling.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tea bag as well.
Or, wow.
I'll go tea bag as well.
Tea bags as well. Yes. I see what you did. Yes. Boy. Girl repellent. What are you going with? Oh, your mic. Yeah, I forgot. I welded it shut.
Of course.
Yes. What are you going with?
Jeff, make out with the black chick.
Yeah, great. I am going to go with shart. I'm going to go with shart.
Shart.
Yeah.
Shart.
Shart.
Correct answer is Jesus.
Oh, man. Nobody got that one.
White is right.
I almost did it. No.
Sorry, Ron.
Let me dump that.
Sorry, that was the wrong segment. I
was going to go with, are you Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, we're all ofers.
Yes. Yeah.
Next cluster.
It's a three-way tie a couple weeks ago.
2A. What does a Chinese lisp sound like?
Hello?
Us a kiss.
Hold on.
What does it sound like? I YouTubed it.
I
maybe.
Got I got this. Isaiah, please talk like a Chinese man.
Hello. This is Chinese.
There you go.
There is no lisp. Oh my gosh.
Is he a Chinese Muppet? What is that about? All right, his mic's off again. I'm sorry about that, guys. Okay.
B.
Yeah.
How can I tell whether I'm dating Mr. Right or Mr. Alt-Right?
Just
keep calling me a snowflake.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, hate Mexicans.
Yeah, alt-right.
C. Can I buy Hitler postcards to send my friends and family?
I don't know.
Can I send Hitler postcards?
I don't think you should do that.
Yeah, just from miscellaneous places with no message, just Hitler.
Don't do that.
No?
No, it's bad.
Frowned upon.
Uh-huh. Next.
D, is there a gayer word in the English language than wanderlust?
Wanderlust.
I can't even say it.
Wanderlust?
Wanderlust. It's like a desire to travel and see things.
Yes.
I hate it. That turns me off instantly.
Horrible Paul Rudd movie.
Yes.
Did not like it.
No.
Okay, let's go with Ryan Adams.
Isaiah, there we go. I'm going to go Chinese lisp.
Yeah, you are. Roland Mizell!
Hitler postcards.
Ah, Jesus. Isaiah's.
Gayer world than Isaiah. I mean, a wanderlust.
Almost.
Neat.
Almost, Isaiah.
I'm going to go with Chinese lisp also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct answer is wanderlust.
Damn. Nobody got it again.
Wanderlust.
So Isaiah is correct.
Oh. Damn it.
Isaiah got it right.
You said that right? Is it gayer word than
but my guy left. See?
Yeah, as they always do. Next cluster.
A. As a father, is it better to have an ugly daughter so no guys want to aggressively grab her pink taco?
I see what you're saying.
You know? I mean, honestly, do you want an ugly girl?
If she works at a Mexican restaurant.
Like, do you want a hot daughter?
No.
I feel like that'd be a bad thing.
I don't want a daughter.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
No.
Ryan Adams?
Don't call me daughter. Did you just direct my game? I was supposed to say Ryan Adams.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What the hell's wrong with you? Ryan Adams?
Sure.
Just the one choice?
Yeah.
You want a hot daughter?
My daughter's not going to be ugly.
She's not. She's adorable.
She's not. She is.
Yep.
She's going to be super hot.
Next one.
Okay. B, will spicy food give you roid rage?
Oh,
like
man.
Hemorrhoid.
Yeah, I got it. That's
rage.
Got it. I like it.
You know?
Yeah, next one.
C.
Oh, no.
When she pauses.
Oh, no, man.
You worry.
Yeah, I don't
want this at all. Why can Indian people never get workout gear quite right? They always slightly miss the mark. You know what I mean? Like, they'll wear, like, a polo shirt.
I'm not even kidding. On the way here, we saw an Indian dude running on a running trail.
With, like, boat shoes.
He was wearing long khaki pants. I thought he was running from a fire. He was exercising.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know what was happening.
It's always like one thing that's a little
I was
off.
In mid-sentence, and I look at my girl, and I go, is that dude running with khaki pants on, like long khaki pants? He's like, I am taking a run down the road now.
It's like almost right, and then they screw it up at the end.
Mm.
D, I'm not gay, but Google thinks I am. How can I stop getting ads from lesbianbootycall.com?
Oh, me too.
Is it the flannel? I don't know.
Quick recap.
I'm going to go with Let's go with spicy foods.
Okay. Roland, what are you going with?
Ugly Daughters.
Okay. I am going to go with Indians never get workout gear correctly. Isaiah, what are you going with?
Google thinks I'm gay.
Mm. Yep. All right. Anna, give us the correct.
Well, I have some unfortunate news because Isaiah just won this game.
Yeah.
D is the correct answer.
Swept. Number one, I swept. He shut us out. It hurts.
D is always right. But nobody wins because my guy left, so of course.
That means everybody wins. Everybody.
Kristen, you got tickets.
Everybody on hold gets to go to the show. Boom. How you like that? Tampa Improv this Wednesday night. Down and Dirty Show. Myself, Catherine Maloney, James Bailey. It's going to be off the chisel. Thanks a lot, everybody, that tuned in. We really appreciate it. Thanks to Voodoo Chef and all the Voodoo Crew guys for coming in and making it really, really awesome as always. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Isaiah. Thank you, Ryan Adams.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you to my beautiful girlfriend for putting up with me. We really do appreciate you guys. And we will see you next Saturday. Same fat channel, same fat time. I'll be back Monday night, even on MLK Day, doing the BDRS along with you, Anna.
No.
I know, you're Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You got it.
I know. Just playing. Have a great day, guys. We appreciate it. The Crowd of Takeover Boys are next. Stick around, and we will see you next time. Have a great day. Bye. Now I'm going to let the champagne bottle pop. I'm going to take it to the top. Show, I'm going to make it hot, baby.